Hi, I'm Ayotunde Balogun. Here's your Channels TV Evening News recap for September the 6th, 2021. The federal government is ready to withdraw the case instituted against the National Association of Resident Doctors if striking doctors return to work. The Minister of Labour and Employment, Chris Ngige, said this after meeting with President Muhammadu Buhari at the presidential villa in Abuja. Meanwhile, Chidinma Ojukwu, the suspected killer of the chief executive officer of Super TV, Usifo Ataga, has been brought before a chief magistrate court sitting in the Yaba area of Lagos. The prison wardens attached to the court barred journalists from accessing the area through which she arrived and left the courtroom on Monday. Dressed in a black hooded jumpsuit, Chidinma was led into the courtroom around 9 a.m. To security, gunmen have kidnapped the younger sister of the deputy speaker of the Katsina State House of Assembly, Shehu Dalhati Tafoki. The victim, identified as Asmao Dalhatu, was kidnapped in the early hours of Sunday. The gunmen took her away after they attacked Tafoki village in Faskari local government council of the state. On the international scene, the Taliban has claimed total control over Afghanistan, saying they had won the key battle for the Panjshir Valley, the last remaining holdout of resistance against their rule. The Taliban turned to fighting the forces defending the mountainous Panjshir Valley after the withdrawal of U.S. troops after 20 years of war. And in sports, former France defender Jean-Pierre Adams has died, aged 73, after almost 40 years in a coma, his former club Nîmes announced on Monday. Adams, who made 22 international appearances in the 1970s, slipped into a coma after a mistake by his anesthetist during routine knee surgery in 1982. And that's the evening news recap. Don't forget to join us later for the news update. I'm Ayotunde Balogun, and thank you for watching.